This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll in U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iran installations in eastern Syria has risen to 19 fighters, a Syrian war monitor said on Saturday, in one of the deadliest exchanges between the U.S. and Iran-aligned forces in years. The U.S. carried out strikes in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack on Thursday that left one American contractor dead and another one wounded, along with five troops. Washington said the attack was of Iranian origin. About two dozen deaths are being reported in the U.S. state of Mississippi, with fears that number will grow after a fierce tornado blasted the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The National Weather Service says the tornado was moving at about 70 miles an hour when it barreled through towns northeast of Jackson, Mississippi. In Sharkey County, there are reports of gas leaks and people trapped in piles of rubble. The mayor of Rolling Fork, Eldridge Walker, told an interviewer, "My city is gone." He had been trapped inside his damaged home because of downed power lines. Mississippi's governor says emergency crews are being sent from around the state after the storm's destruction through Sharkey County. It raced toward Alabama. There were reports there, too, of damage with trees and power lines down in Marion County and winds gusting near 60 miles an hour. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. senators from both parties are urging the Biden administration to share information that could assist the International Criminal Court as it pursues war crimes charges against Russian President Vladimir Putin. And former U.S. President Donald Trump holds his first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign. This is VOA News. A new threat has been sent to the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Hours earlier, Trump had posted on his Truth Social platform that any criminal charge against him could lead to, quote, potential death and destruction. Trump also posted a photo of himself holding a baseball bat next to a picture of Bragg. The discovery was in the same court building where a grand jury on the Trump case is expected to resume work on Monday. Additional police officers are on patrol, metal barricades have been installed along the sidewalks, and bomb-sniffing dogs have been making regular sweeps of the buildings, which have also faced unfounded bomb threats in recent days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Undeclared diamond jewelry brought into Brazil from Saudi Arabia has deepened the legal jeopardy of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
An investigation into two sets of jewels reportedly worth millions is only the latest scandal threatening the former far-right leader. But an extensive paper trail and even videos could make the case particularly daunting for Bolsonaro. He's also under investigation for any involvement in a rampage by his supporters through the national capital after he left office and for numerous actions during the presidential election campaign he lost last fall. Bolsonaro also has been accused of causing genocide for an indigenous community in the Amazon. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea has claimed to have tested a nuclear-capable underwater drone designed to generate a gigantic radioactive tsunami that would destroy naval strike groups and ports. VOA's Tommy McNeil also has that story.
Analysts were skeptical that the device presents a major new threat, but the test underlines the North's commitment to raising nuclear threats. The test this week came as the United States reportedly planned to deploy aircraft carrier strike groups and other advanced assets to waters off the Korean Peninsula. Military tensions are at a high point as the pace of both North Korean weapons tests and U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises has accelerated in the past year in a cycle of tit-for-tat responses. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's parliament speaker on Saturday proposed banning the activities of the International Criminal Court, or ICC, after the court issued an arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of war crimes. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.